31 degrees at 422 DWS News Hour. The Mayor of Champaign is Deb Finan. She joins us here for our monthly conversation. Good to see you, Mayor. I said earlier that you're going to talk about what's going on in Urbana. I mean, you're welcome to if you like, but I'm assuming you're more interested and wanted to come on to talk about Champaign.
I did. We have a lot going on in Champaign. We had a big meeting last night.
You did. And obviously the hot topic is that of reducing the fine for violating the city ordinance against possessing pot, or reducing... Well, it's reducing the fine, correct, but not the limit on the amount for that
correct.
Fine, right?
That's well, at least that was the discussion last night.
Yeah.
We also talked a little bit about potential just repeal because there's a state law on the books that is decriminalized as well. So it's a civil violation, and maybe we just don't need one in the city. When we originally had a fine in the city of Champaign in the 90s, it was to give our officers, at least this is my guess, I wasn't on council then, but it was to give our officers an option short of a potential felony conviction. And so, you know, if you were charged with a city ordinance violation and you paid that fine, then there's nothing on your criminal record. So it was a civil matter. And so I think that is probably where the council was at when it got passed in the 90s. At this point, we're probably, you know, 6 months away. I don't know, 2 years away. I don't know what will happen, but it sounds like the state of Illinois is going to legalize.
Yeah. So you've heard the input so far. Where are you leaning on all this?
So I voted last night. The request was to reduce the fine to $50, kind of immediately, and then have a study session on the potential for repeal. So the study session probably happens after the first of the year. It's going to take staff a while to get that pulled together. But hopefully the $50, the reduction of the ticket to a $50 amount will come sooner. And I, you know, the issues I sort of was grappling with last night related to alcohol fines versus cannabis fines. And, you know, so I'm not sure on one hand we tell an 18-year-old that it is a $50 fine to have cannabis, but it's a $350 fine to have a beer. And so I think the city has some work to do in figuring out what we want to do there. If we just totally revoke it and don't have it on the books, then we don't have that weird hypocrisy going on mm-hmm. in the city. If we continue to have the fines for both, I think we need to think about, is this really deterring the behavior on campus? Really, the thing the students need to worry about with the alcohol tickets is that if they don't pay them, their license gets suspended. And that's state law. That's not city involvement. I mean, city's involved, but it's not our city ordinance that does that. So there are bigger issues for students. There's also, you know, campus related issues if they get caught up in the campus system.
Is there any pushback, any consideration towards the thinking that, hey, you know, marijuana is going to open the door to bigger problems, you know, the so-called gateway drug, and is sort of the social comfort generally moved towards it in a way that it, you know, it's time to slacken the fines and the rules?
You know, I guess given that the state is looking like it is close to legalization, I guess I would think that means that the comfort level kind of community wide with de minimis amount. I mean, our ordinance, I think, is 10 ounces. So my understanding is kind of those amounts aren't even really being charged anymore. And certainly from a state level perspective, those are civil violations, anything under 30.
Yeah. So it doesn't raise concerns for you in terms of, you know, the impact.
No, I mean, I think, you know, illegal drugs continue to be an issue, certainly. And as we look at violence and gangs and all the rest of it, you certainly have to look at that. But I think what we're looking at a council level, when you talk about 10 ounces, you're not talking about intent to deliver or, you know, a big time drug dealer. You're probably talking about personal use for an individual. And, you know, without getting too philosophical in the short amount of time we have, you know, the issues relating to felony convictions, relating to that level of drug abuse and the kind of impact that that has on citizens, particularly minority citizens, and then how that impacts their ability to get jobs and get housing and everything else. I just think it's time.
Mayor Deb Finan with us for just a few moments longer. We are a week away now from week past the elections that happen. And I was trying to think that it doesn't strike me there's anything too direct that impacts city business, you know, unlike Urbana where there's going to be a change or, a council seat that has to get filled. That won't be the case in Champaign. I was thinking, though, there is a new county executive that was going to happen, obviously, either no matter who won. But is there anything there that you need to do to connect with Darlene Klepel to put your heads together on anything, or is it sort of the same it's always been when it comes to county and city?
Well, I mean, certainly the relationship with the county and the city remains, and we continue to work with them. We'll work with the new sheriff. You know, we'll work with the county executive and all the other offices. The good thing for us is that Darlene Klepel is a known quantity. She worked for the Regional Planning Commission. I've been an RPC commissioner on and off since my county board days. She's worked with the city of Champaign on issues, and she's worked with the Regional Planning Commission. And so I expect that, you know, because she's from this community and we have those relationships, that we'll be able to, you know, work together. I have not yet reached out to her directly. I think she is going to, in some respects, be drinking from a fire hose for, you know, a month. She'll be in a December 1, and she's got a...
Well, there's nobody to transition from either. This is a new
right,
job.
This is a brand new job. So it's not a reflection of Darlene when I say that. It's just a big job and a lot to figure out. And so I want to give her some space to do that. But I'm sure we'll sit down. I regularly talk to Mayor Marlin or, you know, have coffee or lunch or whatever. And I assume that Darlene will be part of that loop as well.
Yep. All right, Deb Finan from the city of Champaign, appreciate you stopping by as always. And next month it probably be about the same weather because, you know, winter came early, but good to see you.
Good to see you.
Back in a moment with local news.